We have the incredible privilege today to welcome the month of Av. And I know that it sounds strange to say that welcoming the month of Av is a privilege, because after all, the Mishnah Maseches Tainis writes, Mishenichnas Av Mema'atin B'simcha. When the month of Av begins, we diminish our displays of joy. The month of Av is a month that is often associated with mourning, with grief, with sadness. It's the month during which we commemorate the destruction of the first temple, the second temple, and so many terrible events that have befallen our people throughout the last 2,000 years. But nevertheless, like every Rosh Chodesh Av offers us the opportunity of new beginning. Roshei Chadoshim Li'amcha Nasato. The beauty of a new beginning, the gift of a new beginning, is in fact the greatest gift that the Ribono Shel Olam gives us. And so whenever there's a Rosh Chodesh, there's always a hischachlus, there's always a renewal, and there's always a simcha, because whatever last month was or wasn't, a brand new month is upon me, brand new opportunities are upon me, and I can make of myself and I can make of my life what I want, even in the midst of the sadness of our birth. Rabbi Yisrael of Rezhin, the Halig Rezhiner, points out something so amazing. The Rezhiner writes that we know we call this month Menachem Av. Literally, again, the consolation of Av, or Av the Consoler. So, of course, this expresses an anticipatory wish that although presently the month of Av is filled with sadness and mourning, that we hope that Amir Tzashem Mashiach will come soon, Mashiach will come today, Halavai, and the month of Av will be turned from a month of grief and sadness to a month of joy, jubilation, and ultimately consolation. So we call it Menachem Av, the month of consolation, the month of Av. But the Halig Rezhiner says something amazing. He says it means something different. Menachem Av, he says, literally means the month in which we console the Father. Menachem Av, the month in which we console the Father. Who's the Father, says the Rishoner. So the Halig Rishoner writes that this is the Av refers to the Ribon Shel Olam, refers to God. And it is during this month, writes the Rishoner, that we, each and every Jew, must find a way to console the Ribon Shel Olam. And I think that this message has two aspects to it. Number one is the idea for us to remember that in the midst of all of our sadness, in the midst of all of our grief, in the midst of everything we mourn for, whatever we mourn for, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mourns along with us. And this is incredibly important, because sometimes in life, when we mourn for something, when we're sad about something, mourning is often a feeling, an emotion that makes us feel isolated and alone. When I mourn, I feel like I mourn all by myself. And a lot of times we do, because our friends don't necessarily understand what it is that we're going through. Even our loved ones don't understand what we're going through. And so mourning, grief, is often an isolating emotion. But yet, although we may feel separate and distinct from people around us, the Ribono Shel Olam always mourns along with us. Whatever setback we encounter nationally, whatever setback we encounter personally, the Ribono Shel Olam is there with us. When we mourn, He mourns. When we cry, He cries. And ultimately, when we rejoice, the Ribono Shel Olam, our Father, will rejoice as well. It's the month of Menachem Av, a month in which we must try to console our Father as well. A month in which we must remember, like the Baal Shem Tov says, Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is my shadow. Whatever it is that I'm going through, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going through as well. So if I'm mourning this month, Mishenichnas Av Mema'atin B'simcha, if I'm mourning this month, then the Ribono Shel Olam is mourning along with me. And just like I seek out consolation, so ultimately I have to seek to console HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. I don't suffer alone. I don't go through anything in life alone. The Ribono Shel Olam is always by my side. And I know, dear friends, sometimes we go through rough patches. And we know this intellectually, but we don't necessarily feel it emotionally. I know that God is with me, but I don't necessarily feel it. Well, the month of Av, when we feel the collective pain of Klal Yisrael, when we feel our personal pain of destruction, because you know, my friends, in these days, we don't just remember that we lost the temple or the Crusades or the Holocaust or all the terrible events that have befallen our people, but this is a month to reflect also on our personal Churban, because there are things within our lives that have been destroyed, that have been lost as well. But it's important to remember that we never suffer alone. We never suffer by ourselves. Whatever we undergo, the Ribono Shel Olam undergoes it right alongside with us. And therefore, says the Halig Rezhiner, this is the month of Menachem Av, This is the month that we must try to console our Father. And so you'll ask, how do you console your Father? How do you console HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And here the Rishon says something so simple, yet so beautiful. You see, we often think that our actions don't really matter all that much. So of course, I'm going to do the mitzvahs, and I'm going to avoid averus. But at the end of the day, it's not like what I do or what I don't do in any way affects universal equilibrium. And this is a very damaging mindset. Because a lot of times in life, we do bad things. Things that we should not be doing because we think it doesn't really matter all that much. Or we don't take advantage of opportunities which come our way because we say to ourselves, it doesn't really matter all that much. I don't move the universal needle. But it's not true. It's not true. Every avera, sometimes every misdeed or misstep that we make, it pains HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It pains God. I don't mean pains that He's going to patch us, that He's going to hurt us, that He's going to punish us. That's an infantile understanding of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. But it disappoints Him. And it makes Him sad. The same way that when I do something foolish, or I do something nonsensical, it disappoints my human parents. So when I do something that is not in my best interest, when I do something that undermines my growth, my Father, my Ribono Shel Olam, my God, is disappointed in me. Because what I do has an impact, what I do matters. But conversely, I have the ability to console Him as well. How? When I open a sefer and I learn Torah, when I reach into my pocket and I give tzedakah, when I take time to be there for another person, when I take time and resources and perform mitzvos, those things console my Father. Because my Father, the Ribono Shel Olam, has the weight of the universe on His shoulders. And although He knows the plan, because He makes the plan, and although He's fully confident that everything happens for a reason because He creates the reasons, He also sees the suffering of His children. He sees the misfortunes. He sees the difficulties. He sees the broken hearts. He sees the sadness. And so it's incumbent upon us, His children, to provide Him with some nechama, to provide Him with some consolation. So dear friends, as we enter into this month of Av, we will mourn for all that we have lost collectively and individually. Know that when you mourn and when you're sad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mourns right alongside you. But it's in this month where we must be careful not only to reflect on our losses, but to reflect on the tzar, on the pain of the Shechina. You'll say to yourself, well, what could I do for the God who has it all? What could I do for the pain of the Shechina? Menachem Av. You can console your Father. When you do something good, when you do something positive, when you do something meaningful, know that you are not only advancing your own cause, your own agenda, not only are you helping or bettering the life of someone else, but Menachem Av, you are consoling your Father in heaven above. Let us hope that this will be a month of consolation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May it be a month of consolation for us all. May it be a month of consolation for Am Yisrael and for every individual Jew. But most of all, may it be the month of consolation with the coming of Mashiach M'hira B'Yameinu. Amen. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.